Welcome to the PA Podcast. This is Tag, and I had a recent conversation with Wendy Liebman. A little starstruck, as I was, but good conversation, and you might enjoy it. Take a listen. Wendy, I'd like to know how you got started in your stand-up comedy. What brought you to doing that?
I did a lot of musical theater growing up, and I was a bit of a ham, but then I got more serious and was going to be a psychologist.
Really?
And then I thought, you know what, I need to do something at night, because I think everybody has like another thing that they like to do. Their other thing. So I took a class at the Cambridge Center for Adult Education in Massachusetts, and the class was how to be a stand-up comedian. Because when I saw the name of the class in the course catalogs, it was like bells went off. And I thought, that would be fun. And I'm still friends with the teacher, who's a hilarious comedian himself, Ron Lynch. And, yeah, I mean, really basically in the class we sat around and we performed a little bit, 5 minutes at a time, and then we went drinking. Like, that's basically what the class was.
Right.
Because I don't know if you can actually teach somebody to be funny, but you can be funny yourself and
right.
Set by example.
Exactly.
And then I started doing it, you know, like that. It could have just been something I wanted to do after work, but I started getting paid, and I got paid more to do that than I did at my day job. And so, I don't know. It all happened naturally, I guess.
Kind of all happened. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, if you got a natural inclination for that, it just kind of flows. And and I think you do. And what was your very first gig that you had?
I had my first two gigs were memorable. The second one being opening for Dennis Leary at a place in like Western Massachusetts called 141 Elm Street. And for me, it was the nightmare on Elm Street because there were 8 people there. And it was my second gig. But I just remember watching Dennis Leary, and I was in awe. He made those 8 people laugh. So, it was brilliant. My first gig, I opened for the comedy team Zito and Bean. And it was at a place called the International Pub in Revere, also in Massachusetts. And I think it was a pool hall, and nobody really listened, but I remember the guy who booked me, Joe Amagrasso, handed me an envelope full of 25 singles, and it was the most fun money I had ever made. And then I remember somebody saying once that all the clothes that he had and everything he owned was bought with money that he made from telling jokes that he had thought up in his brain to strangers. I think that's a good way of looking at it.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah. So those are my first two memorable games.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And you've had, you did a lot of Letterman. How did that go?
You know, growing up, I watched him in college, and I thought, this is somebody that I think would think I was funny. Like, I really wanted to meet him one day, and so getting on his show was thrilling. And, yeah, I just think he's a comic genius. I don't know if I use that word too much, but I think he is. And then recently, I did Jimmy Fallon, and that show, when they called me, you know, I've been doing this a long time, Brian, right?
Oh, yeah. I know.
But when I did the call, I screamed like a little girl. So, because I think Jimmy Fallon is like our Johnny Carson. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah. I grew up with Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I'm flying here, right, you guys? And there was a guy sitting next to me, and I could tell he really wanted me to shut up. And I could tell that. You know how I could tell? Because he kept saying, shut up! Could you shut up? Because I'm chatting and chatting, and he's busy, you know, flying the plane. And he's like, very focused on that bottle of vodka. And he was trying so hard. I know it's hard being a pilot. I dated a pilot. He was a kamikaze. He was really bad at it, though, you know. He kept landing.
Which shows do you like?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big Letterman fan. Oh, yeah, he's the best.
That's great.
He's one of the best. He's one of the best out there. And Jimmy Kimmel's good too. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great. I got to do his show last year. Can I tell this story?
Please.
Okay. So early in my career, they sent me out on gigs opening for bands and such, like also comedians like Smothers Brothers in Laughlin, Nevada. But I also got to open for a couple of people at in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace. So it was Julio Iglesias, and I didn't know what I was doing. And the audience, a lot of them only spoke Spanish. So I went over like a lead balloon, right?
Yeah.
So, but I got to open for a couple, I got to open for Ray Charles.
Oh,
and
wow.
I say this, I'm not bragging. It's surreal to me that this was my life, and I'm so fortunate. I can't believe it. So anyway, I didn't know anybody in the hotel at Caesar's Palace, and I never traveled with anybody. Like sometimes a friend would come or a boyfriend if I was dating somebody, and more recently my husband. I don't bring my boyfriends and my husband. No, I'm joking. But so I started talking to this waiter who was the waiter for my green room. Like I had this whole green room and nothing to do in it. So I started talking to this waiter, this really nice man. Mm-hmm. And so I got to know him over the course of a couple of years. So then we never kept in touch or anything, but one day I was thinking about him, and then the next day I was doing the Jimmy Kimmel show, and who walks into my dressing room but that waiter?
Oh, no.
And I was surprised to see him there. So it turns out his son is Jimmy Kimmel's band leader.
Really?
And he is in the band. That's a crazy, that's my life in a nutshell.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm going to go to your zoo tomorrow. I love the zoo. I love the monkeys. Those are my favorite. Aren't they cute? Yeah. And my least favorite are the, with the little heads, the kids. Those...
I wonder, how did you come up with your style of comedy? Because it's so unique, you know, the way that's...
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, nobody has done anything
like
that.
See, I feel like other people have, and maybe I just don't know what I do exactly.
No, you stand out. You stand out.
Oh, well, it started, I think, because I was nervous being on stage.
Uh-huh.
I love when I'm up there, but I'm nervous still. So I don't want people looking at me. It's such a paradox. But anyway, so I would say a joke, and then there would be laughter and then silence, and I didn't like the silence, so I would just keep adding things. So that's basically how my style developed. And I'm trying to just write normal monologue now. I was going to say dialogue, but just instead of jokes like that, but more stories and take you on a little ride. But yeah, it has, that style has served me well. But I think Ellen DeGeneres did it before I did.
Well, I just remember you when I first saw you on TV at, I don't know, a talk show somewhere I saw you, you know. And I've never heard that kind of comedy before.
It was just so great. The little, you know, to end with a little, and, you know.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, you made my day. You made my day.
Well, good. You've made a lot of my days, too, so I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So what do you got coming up? I saw your special on Showtime. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Well, that came about. I decided to throw myself a 50th birthday party, but I decided to perform at it. So I invited people I knew. So the rest, I don't know, my husband decided to produce. We decided he would produce it, and he was able to sell it to Showtime. So I'm the lucky one. So we're going to sell that on DVD, kind of like what Louis C.K. and Jim Gaffigan are doing, selling it for $5. But it's not available yet, but it will be. And mm-hmm. my dream is to open a chain of comedy workout rooms, like the Improv, but a workout room during the day called LMAO with Wendy. And so that's my goal in the future. I know, that's like years down the line. But in the meantime, I have a blog called LMAO with Wendy because it's about health. I don't know a lot about health. But if you can't do it, you're supposed to teach it. So I'm learning that health and you're teaching it. I've really been having a good time. I interview people a lot on there. Like I interviewed somebody who lost 130 pounds.
Wow.
A lot is about weight because I've been skinny and I've been heavier and I'm miserable at both weights. So I decided I should just be healthy and happy. And
find that
so,
happy
yeah,
medium.
That's why I started the blog. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I said find that happy medium, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I don't have to be extreme.
Well, great. So for the future on, you know, gigs and things like that, what do you have coming up?
Yeah. I'm going to Washington, D.C. next week.
Okay.
And let's see, I have gigs around the country. They're on my website. It's myname.com.
Myname.com.
Not my name, WendyBeeman.com. And, yeah, I love performing in clubs because I can really be gritty in myself. But I also love what I did yesterday evening, which was to MC a ballet. So it was...
what was that about?
There was a fundraiser in Santa Barbara to keep the ballet funded. Somebody suggested having me MC it. And so I told some jokes beforehand, and I was very subtle. You know, because it was a ballet. It was the most beautiful dancers. It's called the State Street Ballet. And I used to love going to see the Nutcracker Suite. And so being backstage with these people who were the actual dancers was surreal to me. And they were all so sweet and gracious, and they all had great sense of humor. So it was a lot of fun. Who knew you could MC a ballet?
Who would have known?
And exactly. Then they brought me out at the end mm-hmm. to take a bow, and I'm in the line with all the ballerinas and ballet dancers, and it was the funniest thing in the world.
My friend Jill got implants, and I'm scared they might leak. Like, what if she wakes up and her breast is, like, on her neck? That's not sexy. But she'll get on her Aldo. Yeah, I could just see it. Women with breasts on their neck and the men who love them. It'll just be that one guy. Geraldo. I would never.
Hey, do you have any special stories, you know, of other comedians that you've met or worked with over the years?
Well, one of my favorite gigs was I got to open for Bob Hope.
Really?
I did.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And it was in an outdoor theater, and there were 4,000 people, and it was just a great audience. And then I got to meet him backstage. He was very gracious, and his wife was there, and she was very gracious. And he was hilarious. He was Bob Hope. He's such a legend.
Wow. That's amazing.
So that was one of the highlights phase of my career.
I would think so.
I've gotten to meet a lot of my idols, so
yeah. Name a few and.
I got to meet.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Joan Rivers. I was on her radio show.
Oh, I love Joan Rivers.
Hilarious, and she didn't make fun of what I was wearing, at least in front of my back. I've met Phyllis Diller, and Phyllis Diller is responsible for me. When I was 11 years old, I remember watching her on Merv Griffin or Mike Douglas.
Exactly.
And I remember her saying, you have to make people laugh, and just when they think that they're done laughing, you have to hit them again. And I'm like 11 years old, and I'm going, I know what you mean, Phyllis. I know what you mean. That's basically what my style is, right? So I got to meet her years later, and she's just hilarious and just one of a kind. I've gotten to meet Roseanne. I think she's great. I remember watching her on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson thinking, this is great. And Stephen Wright is another big influence on me.
Oh, yeah, I love Stephen. Yeah.
I think he's just I think he started a whole school of comedy, and that is nobody being attacked. It's just funny.
Exactly.
So that's it.
That's it.
That's my life.
That's my life. I'm Wendy. Well, this has been great. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much. I'm glad we finally connected.
Yeah.
And isn't Facebook amazing?
It is. Here I am sitting in Orlando, Florida, and I'm talking to Wendy Liebman.
Here I am sitting in Studio City talking to Brian in Orlando, Florida.
I was like, what is up with that? That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Oh, but
it's
great. And like I said, I've enjoyed your comedy for so many years, and it's so great to talk to you. You don't know the thrill I'm having right now.
I can hear it in your voice, and I am thrilled to be a part of your show. And when I get booked back into the Orlando Improv, maybe we can meet for real.
Oh, that would be so great. That'd be so great. I would look forward to that. Truly. So.
Great. Okay.
So thanks again for your time. And
have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Have a great one.
Okay. I'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I wish to thank comedian Wendy Liebman for taking time to share her story. Hope you all enjoyed. You are listening to the PA Podcast, available at thepapodcast.com. And on iTunes and Stitcher. Shout out to the other team members, Brian Kilpatrick and Jenny Coe, our producer. Thanks for listening, and remember to make someone laugh at least once today. Take care.